join me in welcoming back to the program Washington State Senator John Braun, who joins me now. We're going to talk about something I don't want people's eyes to glaze over, Senator, but we got to talk about redrawing the district lines for Washington State and its legislative districts. Senator, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on, Lars.
Can you help people understand how it is that a court could say, you've drawn this one legislative district, the 15th, and you've drawn it insufficiently to meet federal law because it's a Latino district and it has insufficient Latino representation? Aren't these courts supposed to be colorblind?
Well, yeah, they're taking a very unusual, I think, interpretation of the Federal Voting Rights Act. And the judge even says, look, this wasn't done intentional. There's small signs of cracking. But if you look at that part of our state and how you would divide it, there's others who would say, for instance, the Yakima tribe, who say, if you do any other way, you're going to cause cracking with our minority community. So this is a very tricky problem to solve. I think the redistricting commission did a decent job at it, but what we see happening on the left is this organization from California who sues relentlessly on redistricting in attempts to get more Democratic districts. That's all they're doing. They're playing politics, and it's frustrating and sad. You know, we had what many believe was the model policy in our country for redistricting, a bipartisan process, and because of the actions of at least one of the democratically appointed commissioners, the process went very poorly in 2021, and now they're using the judicial system to try to get their way. They're essentially trying to get a free Democratic district. I'm going to be clear too, the judicial process isn't over yet. We've had two rulings, one on the Voting Rights Act lawsuit against the state, that went against us, not in a big way, but one that said that we need to go back and redraw this district. And the second one was on a countersuit based on the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, and that went against us in a 2-1 decision, but the dissenting decision was very powerful, and both of those will, I think, ultimately be appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court, and the second one directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. So we're a long ways from done here, but it's frustrating that we take what should be a model process for the country, and we're turning into a political process because the Democrats aren't satisfied with the balance they have in Washington yet.
Yeah, because the Democrats hold sway over a lot of state government in Washington state. And the process you described, I've talked to one of the commissioners. You have two Republicans. You have two Democrats. They sit down. They draw the lines up. Of course, they're going to disagree. Of course, each side is going to try and get a better deal for their political side of the aisle. I get that, but it does sound like a perfect way to do it. And now the court wants to have a federal court draw the lines for the state of Washington. That doesn't sound right, does it?
That's right, but I you want to be clear here, not just the court. I mean, what the court came back and said, hey, you got it wrong, you got to go redo it, or I should say, they said you may redo it, which means we can, and I believe we should, reconstitute the redistricting committee. You know, we have a model program, and let them go back, and I think they'll do a good job representing, you know, in a nonpartisan or a bipartisan basis. It is a political process by its very nature, but I think that they would do a good job. What I worry about is the leadership in the Democratic Party looking at that and saying, hey, if we just do nothing, we think we get the result we want directly from the courts. Let's just abrogate our constitutional duty to do the redistricting. It is a legislative process, a legislative responsibility. I think they're going to look the other way and let the courts do its course, which is stunning, frankly. Across the country, legislatures are fighting the courts to get the ability to do this themselves. Here in Washington, because the Democrats think they'll get a better outcome, they are actually, you know, going to take a knee to the judicial process. It's frankly stunning.
Well, it is because you wanted to go back to the state redistricting commission, have them draw the lines. And if the Democrats delay long enough and the commission doesn't do it by the 8th of January, then a court comes in and does the boundaries, even though the state constitution and the law say the districting should be done by the people's representatives who've chosen a commission. And now a single federal judge gets to redraw the boundaries, and the people and their representatives get cut out altogether?
That's right. That's what we're headed towards. If there's not action by the legislature, and we've already heard from the governor's office, he says he's not going to call a special session, but we can call ourselves back into special session and do this. It's simply up to the leadership in the Democratic majorities, and they're basically looking at the politics. Which way do we win? They're not looking at transparency. They're not looking about an open, inclusive process that listens to the people in that part of Washington. They're thinking, how can we get the best political outcome is what I worry about, and I worry that they're gonna fail, or they're gonna refuse, I should say, to come into special session and reconstitute the redistricting committee and let the judge decide. It's a wrong way to go. We got a long ways to go on this, but that's where it looks like right now.
Senator Braun, the part that just threw me, though, is they say the court said Latino representation in the 15th legislative district, now held by Nikki Torres, who is a Latina, is 51%, and there aren't enough Latinos in the district. Why are they looking at Americans based on ethnicity or skin color or gender or anything else? Why is it allowed to say this must be a Latino district? I don't see any districts where they say this one has to be white, or this one has to be black, or this one has to be mostly men, and that one has to be mostly women. What nonsense is that?
And then, Lars, you're getting at the very conflict in these two lawsuits, where the VRA lawsuit, you know, they're suing to say it's doing exactly what you're describing. It's not doing enough of that. It's not putting enough Latinos in this district. And the countersuit, the 14th Amendment suit, which says very clearly that you can't do this based on ethnicity. You can't do this based on the color of folks' skin. You need to be fair to everyone. That's why I think, and if you'll read Judge Van Dyke's dissent, I mean, he makes a very compelling case that this is wrong-headed. We are, you know, and this is common in this day and age. We're in the effort to get rid of racism, we're using more racism. It's just the wrong direction to get on our country and our state on a better path.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's Senator John Braun. He is in the Washington legislature, and he's trying to get them to do it the right way. Do it by a redistricting commission. I know that some of this stuff is hugely complicated, but it means a lot. When they make decisions in Olympia, those decisions get done based on who gets elected.